Hello, I'm Jay Arnold, and on today's Arnold Almanac, a one-hit wonder story. Next.
Is your investment portfolio up 1,000% in the last 25 years? If you would have bought $10,000 in physical gold in the year 2000 and left it in your retirement account, today that same $10,000 would be worth $125,000. Call the gold hotline right now.
800-515-6302. 800-515-6302. That's 800-515-6302.
1968, Phil Spector, 28, marries Ronnie Bennett of the Ronettes, 24, at Beverly Hills City Hall. It was Phil's second marriage, Ronnie's first. Her mother attended the marriage, but not the other two Ronettes, sister Estelle and cousin Nedra Talley. As Spector's career adversely affected his mental state, he isolated Ronnie from everyone. Her unhappy marriage finally ended via divorce in 1974. You probably never heard the name Steve Jablecki, who was co-owner of a successful clothing manufacturing business in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, J&K Sales Company. He died on this day in Pawtucket in 2005, age 59. But more than 30 years earlier, Steve was the frontman of one of pop music's biggest one-hit wonders ever, Wadsworth Mansion. Steve also wrote their 1971 hits. Amy Stewart's remake of the Eddie Floyd hit hits number one April 14, 1979 on 107.1 WBGZ.